any other plans that go along. If, you know, the communication's kind of important as far as what they're going to be doing here, so.
Sure. That early in the season, I didn't know anything that was transpiring. We don't even know what's going to transpire today, okay? But I can say that the issues that all of you brought up, since it's being recorded, is a great precursor for them. And I would hope that they're going to listen to all this. So at the next meeting in November, they'll be able to come in with hopefully some rather educated informational information for you that can lead us into what they're foreseeing they're going to do for this area. Otherwise, it's up in the air at this point. So.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So for you folks, I'm sure you know who your alderman is, but the aldermanic district line is right here and down Forest Hill.
All right.
These folks are Alderman Dan Mayer.
Dan Mayer.
All the rest is Alderman Dandrea. Just in case you didn't know and you wanted to call and yell at somebody, don't call me. Okay, I was going to bang the gavel. So anybody else?
You don't want to.
Oh, that's right. I'm holding this open. I'm sorry. So at this point, we're not taking any more comments from here. So no action is going to be taken on this item, so we're going to move on to the next one. So thank you very much, folks. But you're at a public hearing. You're required to stay through the whole meeting. Maybe not. Okay. All right. So we move on to C2, Bodner Property Management, LLC, a residential apartment development. We have several issues here. We have we're going to do the conference. No, we got to do the rezoning hearing first. Rachel?
Comprehensive master plan.
We're going to do the comprehensive master plan public hearing.
So that one doesn't have a public hearing. So I should clarify the motions. The order has to be the comprehensive master plan first. But there is the public hearing for that is going to be at the council meeting later. So the only public hearing tonight is for the rezoning and the special use.
So what we're going to do is hear the rezoning for this thing. Okay. So Mr. Martinez, you have a notice. And get close to that microphone, please.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 3rd, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by William Bodner, Managing Member, Bodner Property Management, LLC, for an approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, Sony Map, to rezone a certain parcel of land from an R3 suburban estate single-family residence district to R8 multiple family residence district. Property generally located at South Sector Drive and West Church Street. Bearing tax key number 795-9999-008.
Okay. He's got some more.
The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132 during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide public input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Well done. Thank you. We have a properly noticed public hearing on the rezoning. While Regulo gets it back up on the screen, Mr. Deedle, highlights, please.
So this is one of the pieces that will be under consideration today. So I'll start with the special use, the rezoning, excuse me. So the rezoning, as the public hearing noticed, it's to rezone from residential single family to residential multifamily. There are different zoning districts adjacent to this property. To the east, where the Shops of Wyndham Village is, it's the CC district, which is a mixed-use district. There is multifamily residential to the west, Mission Hills, I think that might be. And then the B1 is the commercial district for the gas station property. And then further south, that B5 is also a commercial zoning district. So the applicant is asking to change that R3, the yellow, for their parcel only, which is the longer skinny one on the north end, to R8, just like it is to the west. And then the parcel to the south of theirs, the small parcel, would stay as the R3. That's the rezoning. There is also, as I mentioned, an associated special use for any apartments, any multifamily always requires a special use. And there also is a comprehensive master plan amendment because the comprehensive master plan shows this area as mixed use and not residential. And then there'd also be a site plan approval as part of that. So, but the public hearing, this first public hearing is just for the rezoning. I can mention, though, that staff is recommending denial of all the applications. And then I can get the more detail after the public hearing.
Let me digress for one moment. Why would, if we were to rezone this to anything, why would we leave that one parcel on the south there, R8? Would that not be spot zoning?
No, because there is R8 to the west.
No, the parcel below is currently in, R3.
The spot zoning is when you create a new zoning. So if we wanted to change the R3 to something that's not nearby, leaving a piece behind is not as bad as spot zoning. You could, it's not unreasonable to think about that and consider that, but we didn't make that a recommendation or anything. And it's my understanding that we don't rezone people's properties without their permission, unless it's for a public purpose, like a public street or something. So that is a comment that the Plan Commission could forward to the applicant, but staff didn't.
Okay. All right. We have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter, the rezoning of this parcel of land? Anybody wishing to speak? Going once, going twice.
I didn't expect to go first. Ivan Garchinski, 7871 South Scepter. I'm glad to hear that the current recommendation is against this because, I mean, the piece of land that's there is, the size it is, I can't imagine a worse use for it. There's not going to be the typical, I don't want this in my backyard things because it's not large enough for that. We had a meeting about this. I thought everyone came out opposed, everyone who is a voter here in Franklin. We were given a scare tactic of a tire store. Well, I've needed a tire store. This, by the way, would be right outside my front door. I don't know what possible use this could have. It's not good for the tax base. I can't imagine a worse use for this. I'm glad that the zoning rules are protecting us, and I hope you leave that in place.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on the rezoning matter. I'll take action. I'm sorry. Alderman Dandridge.
Joel, what was the opinion of the alderman of the area?
There was a concept review meeting at the Common Council earlier this year. I would say it was a mixed bag of comments from the aldermen. Some seemed to have little or no objection to these changes. A couple of the aldermen did seem to have one or two concerns. If I recall correctly, the one or two concerns, and I think Alderman Mayer included, would prefer that Allwood Avenue go through, and they might have also agreed, Barbara was the second one, may have also preferred to see this stay as mixed use. But I think, generally speaking, the other aldermen were either okay or didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other. Architecture was commented on, better architecture for the buildings, and they have made some changes from their earlier approval. But I would say that at least those are the ones that I can recall. And those two issues, Allwood and the mixed use, are the ones that staff is most concerned about as well.
Density, is that an issue?
Nope. It is higher than the normal density, but the special use allows the Common Council to approve higher densities, slightly higher densities, and for many apartment developments, they have been approved at slightly higher densities. So this is in the ballpark of some of those approvals. We did that research for the apartment development on College Avenue a couple years ago. So this development is in the ballpark of others that have been approved.
And did the service departments give us an opinion on their review of these documents?
I believe there were no concerns from the other departments.
Police and
although,
fire.
Police and fire departments, did they have any comments in our staff accounts? Yeah. And we do have that document in the report. It's usually at the end. Maybe I'll get lucky and find it right away. Fire department, they will require fire sprinklers. Fire hydrant density and locations are going to be really important and are required. And nothing from the police department.
Okay.
Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Deedle, I don't want to say perplexed, but I'm just curious as to why neighbors would prefer a tire store as opposed to more residential housing.
So. They would prefer this to stay single-family residential.
Oh, okay. So they would. But our master plan shows it as
mixed use.
Mixed use.
And but the zoning is single-family, and the applicant wants multifamily. But some of the neighbors who spoke up wanted to stay single-family.
Stay single-family, I see.
Alderman Danvers.
Mr. Deedle, in reality, who's going to want to build a home along Lover's Lane there?
Correct.
And have a single-family house?
Not too many.
Nobody. It's a buffer zone.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Morris, whatever
so,
you want to be.
So, tonight. Mr. Deedle, Batman. I want to be Batman tonight.
Okay, there you go.
So really we're talking about, I mean, it's likely it's got to change to something. So the question is whether it's better to change it to a buffer that's multifamily or better change it to a buffer that's
mixed use.
Mixed use. So with all of the commercial across the street, I guess I'm trying to play with the idea. I mean, it's got to be one or the other. So your recommendation would
be mixed use. It's 70-30 goal. Remember, the 70-30 goal of the Comprehensive Master Plan is one of the most important goals in the plan. It's not the only one. There are other goals in the plan that are sort of contrary to that one. But that is one of the more important ones in the plan.
Right.
And then, you know, the applicant will point out that they have a person who does leasing and marketing for developments like this, for all kinds of commercial and residential developments, and doesn't think this is a good location for a mixed-use development. I would say don't think about this as being a carbon copy of the Shops of Wyndham Village. This property is much smaller. I suspect the architectural standards are going to be slightly different. The lease rates are going to be slightly different, and I think this would be more successful than the property to the west, because there are some vacant spots at the Shops of Wyndham Village, and they're going to point that out. And also, it's the plan. We're planning for the long-term future. All those trends change. Ultimately, eventually, this will become a very marketable property for something else other than apartments. It's up to the Plan Commission and Council to decide if they want to wait that long.
And could you remind me, zoning CC is what?
City Civic Center, and it was our first mixed-use zoning district.
Mixed use, but there is no residential in that mixed
residential
use.
Is the residential as the retail or commercial on the first floor and apartments above would be permitted use.
But there's nothing over there now that's residential.
Yes. The one home. That one parcel at the far southwest corner. There's a pond and a home. Well, actually the next one above. There.
Oh yeah, it's right here.
That is a single-family home. That is the only residential component in that development so far.
And we've had some discussion at staff level about possible the Allwood punching through. So, and then is there any update on what DOT? So if I recall the DOT letter, they're okay if we do or don't put Allwood all the way through, but they would like the driveway for Speedway to get moved. Is that
well,
correct?
My conversation with them, so there's an email. So the email says, and I have a copy of it, the applicant said they had concluded it, but it wasn't in their packet. It says that we mentioned it in the staff comments too. Currently, the the DOT, it's an email from Art Bauman at the DOT, says that currently the WSDOT and the City of Franklin have an agreement, actually three resolutions, that says Allwood Drive is going to go through at the location, the common boundary between this property and the property to the north. However, that WSDOT is willing to consider Mr. Bodner's request to remove and not put in Allwood if the city would do the following. And so that means that one is that Mr. Bodner's property have no access to Highway 100, and he's okay with that. Two, that the property to the north get rid of their current driveway to Highway 100 and move it down to be on the south end of their property, lining up with the driveway into the Target Shopping Center. So the city would have to require that property owner to relocate that driveway. With those conditions, the DOT is willing to consider that change. In my conversations, they would prefer, my conversations, but not this email, they would prefer to leave it the way it is, that with those resolutions, the road go through. But they are willing to consider if the city wants. They would be looking to, for the city to make a strong argument and a strong case, and then if it's strong enough, they would probably agree. If the city didn't make a good case or a strong case, then they might not. But the bottom line is they're willing to consider. So it's not that they're saying it's one or the other. They're just willing to consider it. So staff is saying
that
to put
Art
that
Bauman.
Road through. What?
That was from Art Bauman.
So the email is from Art Bauman. My conversation was with Robert Elkin.
And Robert's retired, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm confused. You said leave it the way it is. That statement revolved around the current agreements, not
correct.
The current condition.
Yep. So, okay. So talking to the staff person, when they were getting ready to write this email, he was telling me that their preference would be to put that Allwood Road through. But they are willing to consider, if the city wants to initiate this, they'd be willing to consider that. But if they did, to even consider it, we'd have to make those changes. We'd have to make sure that there's no access to Highway 100 for this property, and that the property to the north has to change its location for that access.
I guess where I was going with this, if this were to become mixed use where there is commercial, I think Allwood does need to go through. If it were to stay some sort of residential where only the access was off of Scepter Drive, I guess I'd be okay with no new connections and making a requirement for that Speedway property to, when it develops further, to move the drive.
Yep.
So do you?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yes. Their email doesn't say when that has to be done. My guess is we would argue that it not be done until such time as that property redevelops, but it's not clear in their email. And it wasn't clear in the conversation that I had with them either, when that would have to be done. But depending how dense that development is to the north, because remember, it's zoned commercial right now, or business. So depending on how dense that development was, a private driveway may or may not be acceptable. So we might be limiting the options to how much could be developed on that corner.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself.
Aaron, can I ask one question? While you're thinking.
Oh, okay. I usually think out loud, but Alderman Dandrea.
Is this section of Lover's Lane going to be ever reconstructed?
I
believe there's something on the docket.
It depends
yes.
on what lie you want to believe.
Well, I just got, didn't I just receive a Mr. Engineer? Or no?
The current plan for Highway 100 goes from Loomis to 60th or 76th Street.
Loomis around?
Yeah.
South.
Okay. That's the one.
When I started here 5 years ago, there was something on the horizon for improvements here, but that's been taken off the list almost as soon as I got here. So.
Okay. Highway 100 is supposed to be rebuilt in 2005.
Yes. I was going to mention it was at one point or more than one point it was imminent, and then they kept pushing it back. And now it's not even in the list. Although I do believe someday in the future, maybe a long time from now, it will be reconstructed.
Yes, yeah, someday, after I retire.
Okay, so the idle ramblings and musings of the mayor as he thinks out loud, Alderman Dandrea.
Okay.
I'm looking at that parcel as R8, thinking, why? Now, of course, I was on the council when that when the comprehensive master plan changed to mixed use, but I can't imagine anybody in their right mind building single family homes on that parcel, especially with what's to the west and what's to the east. So I have a concern that we really need to rezone that anyway. Yet to be decided what it's going to be. Then I consider mixed use there. How do you get to it? So if you got shops on the first floor, let's say the shops are aligned just like Mr. Bodner's apartments. You're not going to get a... Nobody's going to build a right-in, right-out there for a retail environment, I don't think. And I don't think the state will let them have access.
Unless Allwood was built. If Allwood was built, it would line up with the current signalized intersection. So then they would be able to have a right-in, right-out.
Signals would encourage that. I mean, signals are helpful.
So what they'd have to do is they'd have to come in and turn right and then go down the driveway to get to whatever they want to do. Because nobody will drive down, go to Church Street, drive down Scepter to turn left into a shopping center. So that's just my idle ramblings there. Okay. Anyone else?
Actually, I've got one more question.
Mr. Morrow.
I recall a previous conversation with the applicant talking about the neighborhood meetings. It didn't go. My impression of that meeting is not the same that I heard this evening. Are you aware of the meeting and how that may have went?
There was only a few people that attended, and then they received a letter from the condo association saying that. So the people that attended, I thought, were no major concerns, but the letter from the condos association was opposed. Wanted it to say single family.
Mr. Bodner, okay. Name and address. Pull it closer to you, Tim, please.
Thank you. So, first of all, if this letter was not in the packet, I apologize.
Name and address, Bill.
Okay. So, from the DOT, several comments.
Bill, name and address, please.
Sorry. William Bodner, 11514 North Port Washington Road, Mequon, Wisconsin. I had a neighborhood meeting in, I think it was December, last December, and I sent out about 100 notices, and I had 11 people show up, or 11 families, households represented, I think. And there were comments. I don't recall anyone expressing a, I'm completely not interested in this, but there were questions that came up about traffic, about riffraff based on the older apartments that are to the north, similar things like that. Dog walking, there were comments about. There were comments certainly about aesthetics and some landscaping and things like that. I also got phone calls after the fact asking, like, when are they going to be ready? And I'd love to, sell my house or my condo and move in. So I did get both from one person who was there and one person who was not able to be there. So that is my recollection of the neighbor meeting that we had. There was no boisterous outcry that. And if there were people that really were that opposed, I didn't get that. Now, subsequent to that, I had several conversations or meetings with the condo association president and one or two people with a back and forth on improving the landscaping, berming to try to help with the aesthetics of that. And that's kind of how that's I took their comments and their feedback and that's what we did to try to appease that issue. Okay, I want to switch topics and go to this DOT thing. So my understanding, and I think you can read this a couple different ways. It's maybe a little ambiguous. I don't think that he's requiring that the northern property right immediately move their access point if this gets changed. It's when that property becomes developed that would have to be done just like it is now. The other thing, and I know we're not on the site plan and it's not up, but we did have a reserve a 30-foot buffer easement to allow for that access on for the what would be that access point on Lover's Lane for the Allwood Drive, so which would be our half of the public road because it literally straddles the lot lines. And the main reason that I really don't want to have that, aside from the traffic that would be coming through the residential, that was actually one thing the neighbors really did not want is extra traffic coming through their area, their Scepter Drive neighborhood, is that the silo, which you can see there a little bit, is literally kind of right there, straddles that lot line, and the silo would have to disappear. And I think it's an aesthetic issue and would like to try to have it stay. So those are the comments of what was discussed so far.
City engineer, if that silo were to stay and become a landmark amenity, would you imagine a boulevard street here with it going around on either side, or heading north, you know, go around or underneath?
Yeah, I guess that could be a feature inside of a roundabout of some sort.
Could be a roundabout, yeah. But where would you connect to?
So I guess when we vote here, I guess I don't feel strongly one way or the other. I do think that if it stays some sort of residential, I'm okay with the layout proposed in here. But if it needs to be some sort of mixed use, I do think that they need to have an entrance off of the, you know, maybe not even a public street, but Allwood comes off of there at the traffic signal and then splits both directions. And, I mean, I'm okay with if there's one less street for my DPW guys to take care of. So the Common Council tends to vote their own decision anyway. But if it stays R8, I'm okay with the general layout that's proposed here, but I do understand the request for having mixed use of the buffer, and maybe I'll let Common Council make the decision in regards to how we vote tonight.
Can I actually have one more comment. So, all right. So as far as the use goes, look, I understand the land use plan calls for the mixed use. If you look at the land use plan that I saw on the future land use map on 2025, I think that whole area is called out as mixed use, and I believe that this development, this residential multifamily development, would complement the retail and commercial that's across the street and in the area. What's needed to enhance those areas is density. It's more people to utilize the grocery store and the other retail that's there. If the one residential component of that mixed use is literally one single family house, that's I think it's kind of funny. And what I believe, if you look at the whole area as a mixed use, I'm the residential component of the mixed use, whereas the entire commercial area across the street is really commercial retail. Oop. I'll let you do it.
Mr. Haley, I know you've got a comment.
I was around. I was on the Plan Commission when we updated the comp plan. And I remember the dialogue, the discussions about how great it would be to have mixed use here. Quite honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. As most people probably know, I was not supportive of what went on at the existing Windham Hills development. I think it kind of screwed the whole thing up, but it's what we have and what we have to live with now. So we're at a point in time where we either hold strong to that dream and wait till the market bears it out, or put it to use. Again, I don't ever see that being mixed use in the bigger picture, which is what we were envisioning, it all made sense. But I don't see that happening now.
Yeah.